opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Ooh.
Yeah.
Turn me down a little bit.
Whoa.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios, located right here at 1326 Market Street, downtown Reading. Good morning. Today, the 8th of January, 7:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And see, Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
And what kind of days do we have today? What kind of special days? Dun,
so,
dun, dun, dun.
I feel like today is two special days. Like,
okay.
For example, I think really important day to have a career coach, if I'm spelling right, like a career job coach.
A career.
Career
a career.
Coach.
Okay, well, you can turn me back up a little bit. So there we go. A career coach.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
because
you.
I feel it's really important to have like somebody who will push you in the journey, where to go, what to do.
Yes.
And also today is National Bubble Bath Day.
two very important things, because when you work hard in your career, at the end of the day, it's a bubble bath. And I am a big believer in Epsom salt baths.
Me as well. I love bubble baths and just baths.
Okay.
Bubble bath. Yeah. Okay, career day, bubble bath day. And
good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everyone. And how are you, Carl, this morning?
Well, you know what? It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week.
The 8th of January. My goodness.
2025.
Yeah, currently 53 degrees in the downtown studios. When you look outside this morning, you step outside, it's absolutely gorgeous. Take a deep breath, because today we have sunny skies with 67. That's going to be the high today. And our overnight lows as around 50. Clear skies throughout the rest of the week with temperatures in the 60s. Tomorrow's supposed to be the warmest day, but we don't really have any rain ahead of us. That's just the beautiful weather forecast from our friends down at Anderson at Shasta Gas Propane, where they bring us the weather each and every time. We read it 365-3793, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. You know, I'm just looking at a email here, and I just don't even I got to double check it, because it's saying that the crab feed, the one safe place crab feed, has that snuck up on us? It's February 1st?
I guess. I think that's it. We wouldn't have gotten I don't think we would have gotten an email asking us to sit at a table unless it was they
I
knew.
Know, but I just, you know, I can't. We keep saying, you just kind of settle in at the 8th right now. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, people are taking down Christmas and they're starting to take the January and look at the calendar. And I feel like we've kind of hit the ground running. We've got rodeo meetings and chicks and chaps meetings and, you know, things that are 6 months, 7 months out. And
events are already piling up.
Events are starting to pile up, and we keep saying, well, you know, no. We're full in it. Full in it right now.
We're full in it. And it's going to be, yeah, I'm glad to see how we're pulling back from some things, you know, get a little more time to, do, you know, projects that we were working on. So I can see that that's not changing. Hey, a fifth wildfire has broken out in Los Angeles County, Woodley Fire. They've got three fires are burning in Los Angeles County, including the Pacific Palisades and the Silmar neighborhoods of Los Angeles, another near the city of Pasadena. This fire began about 6:15 a.m. local time, and so far the fire has burned about 75 acres, and it's a 0% contained.
Well, the Palisades fire has burned over 3,000.
Yeah, this is located between the Palisades fire to the south and the Hearst fire to the north, which is now concerned. The Hearst fire has done over 500 acres.
It's a beautiful area right there, too, over by Pasadena in that area.
Okay, 30,000 residents are under evacuation orders. More than 200,000 people were without power in Los Angeles County. And, of course, the fires are being pushed by the Santa Ana winds from the east. And the worst is yet to come.
Oh, boy.
Some of those wind gusts were 80, 90 miles an hour.
Well, that's right. And while wildfires spread through parts of the West Coast, as we're talking about, a winter storm is set to take an unusual path across the frigid south, you know, with heavy snow and ice. The storm is going to hit days after the most impactful storm of the season so far that's killed at least four people, caused hundreds of crashes, and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands. Spotty winter weather will begin today in western Texas with snow and freezing drizzle as the storm organizes. That's an interesting term, and the storm is organizing. Thursday will be a crucial day for much of the southern plains as the storm hits its stride. A wide area of 3 to 6 inches of snow is possible from northern Texas to southern Oklahoma and southwest Arkansas. Now, my girlfriend who moved from Orange County to Texas and said she's so glad. I can't even believe what she's been through since she's had so many trials. It's not because she moved to Texas, but I mean, you know,
And her husband's health. And,
yes.
I mean, they're not like, you know, major things, but you know, it's continuous, but here it is in Texas.
Yes.
They went through this thing a couple of years ago, if you remember, when the storms hit that cut off power to so many people for a long time. But up in the northeast in these places, they were getting hammered too. And so is this, you know, and on the 20th, Trump is going to be sworn in the 20th of January. And what's the weather going to be like? And the other thing is, if the weather's bad, would that cut back on the chances of riots going on? Or
I don't know.
What's
going
to happen on that day?
I have to say that I wish that he chose softer words. There's a time and a place, but before, I mean, you want to know why there's people who are fearful when a soon-to-be president says all hell will break out. That's just...
Well, did he say that?
Yeah.
No, I think he said...
He said, all hell will break out in the Middle East if the hostages still
being held. In the Middle East, if you don't give us the hostages back, I'm going to rain hell on you. And you know what? I've got no problem with that. They have had Americans as hostages for over a year. And you know what? And now he's made it real clear, I'm back in Israel. And if you don't turn them loose, something else is going to happen. Now, does that mean Tier 1 forces, you know, Delta, SEALs, Marines, you know, all of this? Are they going to be coming in there? And, hey, with permission, we're going to start running, missions in there in conjunction with the Israelis to rescue our hostages and get them back. It, you know, it's enough. They've had every chance in the world to return them. And he's telling them, hey, guys, turn them loose or we're going to up the ante.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. He didn't say he wasn't going to turn hell loose on America. That's not what he was talking about.
I know,
about.
But I just still, all hell will break out. I just think that when you go in, this is my thought. This is the person. When you go in, we're talking about a peaceful... Get in.
Yeah.
Then you can, I just think there's way to do it that isn't like headlines before you even take, that's why people are afraid. I mean, even
well,
in America.
Hamas should be afraid. I'm not afraid. You know what? I am not afraid at all that if he's going out after our hostages. I mean, look how long the Iranians held our hostages back when Carter was president. 444 days. They held our hostages, and we had a disjointed attack to try and, you know, a rescue mission, which led, you know, that mission led to the formation of Delta and SEAL Team 6 and other top, you know, other Tier 1 organizations, because they said we cannot, you know, on missions like this, we can't have this multi-force trying to put it all together. Mm-hmm. But it was indicative of the Carter administration. It was a failure, as was his administration. Yes, I know, you know, he's laying in repose right now. He's done so many good things since he's left, but we can't forget the things that happened while he was president. But this thing here is, how much longer are we going to say, oh, no, it's okay, just keep our hostages? You know, we don't even know what shape they're in. We don't even know if they're alive. So, because of the horrible, horrible actions of Hamas. Yeah, I have no problem with that. Turn our people loose, or we're coming after you.
We got to take a break.
And it's a perfect time to do it.
All right, we'll be right back.
But life still goes on. I can't get used to living without you. By my side, I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows, got to make it on my own.
Forgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you go to sleep.
And good morning and welcome to our beautiful downtown studios. 53 degrees. It's 7:19 on this Wednesday. How are you? I mean, some would call this a hump day, but wow, as we're just, you know, opening up and starting to tune in and turn on for today, we realize, my God, the crab feed, I gotta look it up. I mean, all of a sudden we've got this email and, you know, we're talking about some of the things that, have happened and, you know, that are going on and, you know, it's interesting. Like sometimes you just don't want to turn on the news. You just don't want to like turn on the news and find out, you know.
Well, yeah, but you know.
But you've got to.
There are things like, at the Board of Supervisors meeting yesterday.
Let's hear all about it.
Re-elected, Kevin Crye to be the chair and District 5 Supervisor Chris Kellstrom as vice chair. Now, this is the first time since the 50s that a chair has been re-elected. It's Kellstrom's turn. But Kellstrom made it real clear he didn't want to be the chair. Why? I don't know. Chris seems like a pretty savvy guy that can,
let's bring him in. See if he'll come on and talk about it.
You know, he said, it's probably because he didn't want to deal with all the admin and all that kind of stuff. Maybe that's it. But still, hey, it's your turn, buddy. You know, get beat up like the rest of them. And so it was a 3-2 vote again, and Corky Harmon, sided with, Crye and Kellstrom. Now, when Corky nominated Kellstrom to be the chair, and Crye seconded that, Chris said he didn't want it. So it went back again. Anyway, it ends up another 3-2 vote. In this case, it was Harmon, Crye, and Kellstrom voting for Crye to be the Board of Supervisors chairman, and Plummer and Long voting against it. As you know, Dolores called in yesterday and said that this was going to happen. I said, okay, well, we'll see what happens. So, Dolores, you were right. It happened. Also, Dawn Ashman went in and did her sit-down protest, but there was no problems with it. She sat down there,
okay.
And according to what I heard on our news this morning, Kevin called in, when they asked her to move because they were taking a photo of the Employee of the Month in the front there, she moved, and then she went back to her chair, but she was in there I don't know. But she sat there. She was protesting the fact that Crye was going to be the chair again. Okay, it was a silent protest. It wouldn't cause any problems. Good on you.
And by the way,
I guess the meeting went for like 9 hours yesterday. But one of the things that came out of it was that they were going to give $100,000 to that pot of money that Redding's putting in for the Reading to Denver flight.
Okay,
$2 million, but they said they wanted it to be the last $100,000.
We like it.
Spend it all before you get to that.
I like it. We need that flight. We definitely need that flight. And you know, here's the reality. Whenever you're looking at flights and you know, okay, you're going to fly out of Sacramento, you're going to fly out of San Francisco, you know, it's about a $200 or $300 savings. But let me just tell you, by the time that you do the 2.5 hours to drive down to Sacramento, pay for the parking, which by the way has gone up quite a lot, and then have to be there 2 hours early. Is it worth the $200 or $300 more per flight when you think about it? It's really just about the same.
Well, I mean, when you get to the cost, you might say, okay, you might save some money, but the bottom line is you leave from right here. And you arrive back here, all the time it saves you. I mean, I've driven back from San Francisco in the middle of the night. We've driven back from Sacramento
and it's torture.
After traveling all
torture.
Day.
Torture. It's torture.
It's torture.
It's torture. When you get to be a certain age, you just,
oh,
your body.
Oh, there you go. That certain age.
Well, when you're doing a 10-hour flight.
It's a number.
It's a number. I don't care. I mean,
No, I understand.
Sometimes you just pay for.
I'm agreeing with you.
When you get to a certain point in your life, you're saying.
I don't want to do this anymore. We are in violent agreement here, which means we argue back and forth.
Are you in agreement with this? Meta. I think it's META announced sweeping changes to how it moderates content on Facebook and Instagram, including getting rid of fact checkers and replacing them with user-generated community notes similar to Elon Musk's X.
Okay.
Fact checkers have been been too politically biased and have destroyed more trust than they've created.
Said
Mark Zuckerberg.
There you go.
What started as a movement to be more inclusive has increasingly been used to shut down opinions and shut out people with different ideas, and it's gone too far, according to him. Those are quotes.
No, I think he's absolutely right.
He, however, acknowledged a, in quotes, trade-off in the new policy, noting more harmful content will appear on the platform as a result of the changes. The company also quietly updated its hateful conduct policy, adding new types of content users can post effective immediately.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right, now, airplane stowaway.
No, this is a huge victory.
I'm just asking you.
This is a huge victory.
What do you think about that?
Because on Facebook, all of a sudden, you know, I was posting something about puppies, and I got pulled. It was about Haven Humane, and it got pulled because this content was considered harmful. And you must be kidding, you know. So you put this thing and say, I protest this or whatever it is. And, you know, they put it back on. But here's the thing is, you have biased fact checkers, and this was leaning against anybody that may have had a conservative thought in their head. And they just totally, you know, what they did was they just censored them out. So what Zuckerberg is saying is, you know what, there's a better way of doing
Zuckerberg.
This.
Zuckerberg.
There's a better way of doing this than that. And
all right.
So now, of course, people on the left will say, oh, you caved. And people on the right will say, hey, we've got our rights back. I find it very interesting to see what's going to happen.
Washington Post lays off roughly 100 staffers as star journalist exit.
Yeah,
Off roughly 100 employees across its business division, the latest indication of the newspaper's financial woes.
Whoa.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
Laurie.
Okay, no, wait a minute. I'd love to have your input on that, but let's go to
a no,
first.
It's because the print media is in trouble. Take a look at all of them.
I love a newspaper.
Why not?
I much prefer to read a big newspaper in my hands than go online.
Well, try and find a big newspaper.
I'm old school.
You know, it used to be the Sacramento Bee on a Sunday. That would be like an hour easy of reading, of steady reading. Well, that's gone. Record Searchlight.
Wall Street Journal on a Sunday.
Well, I haven't looked at a Wall Street Journal on a Sunday, but a New York Times. But they're losing their readership. They've got to save money in certain ways. And so these people that are just really anti-Trump in many cases went over to another. I think it went to the Atlantic, which is a magazine or something. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Lori.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I was just gonna ask for a clarification. I think your call screener, Christina, I think is her name, regarding the Reading Rancheria is a sponsor that the station was not purchased by.
No, it said from they are sponsoring us by, this is the Reading or Wind River Resort and Casino Studios broadcasting.
Yes.
Okay. From 1326 Market Street.
No, they don't own the station.
No.
They're just are using.
Okay.
This is a sponsorship of the studio for a while.
It was kind of confusing, and I've been asked to clarify when I call in again. I'm like, no, I'm doing it. So thank you for clarifying that. The reason I'm calling is Chair Kevin Cry actually helped up that woman that was doing a silent protest. Her name is Dawn. I asked her because I sat next to her for a few minutes, took some pictures. That's kind of what I do as a citizen journalist. I do a lot of photo journalism. And so Kevin Cry offered to help. And she said, good, because my knees are whatever she said. So she did not get up on her own accord. Chair Cry, gracefully, as a gentleman, helped her up. And she did stay seated. She didn't go back to protesting and sitting there. She did become one of the last public speakers of the day, even though it was much later in the day. It was an extremely long meeting. I cannot stay a whole day. Just cannot take a whole day off from
9 hours seems like a long time.
Who can focus for 9 hours at that kind of thing? And then you're being filmed. It's forever archived. And I'll leave you with this. You said, well, what's his name? Kevin? No.
Kellstrom.
Chris. Kellstrom. Yeah, it could be his turn to take a beating, which is there's some truth to that, because that's what happens. There's people that just show up at these meetings, yell, scream, beat and whine, and that's all they do. They should be in therapy. They should have some kind of a treatment plan going for them, but they don't. They just take every pain, grief, loss, and then just project it onto whomever. And it's the same couple people. And the radio show that you have on Tuesday night, Shasta Unmasked, has a spot, a slot. It's a one-hour show. This is with Jessica French, had a sub-host last night, Ashley, with the Nguyen's, both who have been arrested at disruptions at these Board of Supervisor meetings. I continue to be bashed, slammed, defamatory remarks. I finally had someone, give me a ring call, and I called in on the show, so I'll be sending that out. I'll be addressing this real soon with the SCOE board, where your radio host person, Jessica French, is now a seated SCOE board member.
Yeah, so this she won the election. She beat Gallardo.
Yeah, the point is, what she does in her private life does impact and influence her seated, saying that she's going to be there for the school districts and the parents. And
so
the
you're
teachers
so
and all
you
that.
Disagree with
no,
Jessica
no, no,
French.
No, 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 no. I don't appreciate being a target and slammed for no reason on your radio station, and that's what you'll be getting the email of the copy. I'll get the archives and where I called in, and so just saying, folks, there's people out there that are very unhinged, extremely negative, and they're taking out I don't know what. But they'll find somebody that they think they can either cyber bully or email bully or
okay, hey, Lori, we got to run. We've got a
thank you.
We got a break. Thanks,
thank
Lori.
You.
And you know
I'll
we do.
Emailing.
Thank you. We do have this before.
You know, and Lori, don't feel like you're the lone ranger.
We're not isolating.
Because I get complaints from people from that maybe have a more liberal point of view that saying they're getting beat up by other shows here on the station. And as you know, I tell anybody here, there's no personal attacks on local people. However, if there are things that you've done, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, no threats of violence, you know, any of those things. So
we have this disclaimer, and, you know, we are celebrating 15 years on the air, and I'm just going to say, you know, that our mission statement was to be able to have community radio where we have voices from the people of all people. So,
provide
you know, people, yeah, and
a
there
free
is,
speech platform.
And we have the voices and opinions are those of the hosts and do not reflect on the owners, and there's a certain reason we chose those words. Because we're off somewhere. We don't know what somebody's saying because hopefully they're not going to be saying something that's so off the charts it's harmful.
Which happened once.
Yeah.
And that person was removed from the air. His archives were struck down and he sued me, which he lost. Here's the thing is, talk radio and local radio for us is providing a platform for all thoughts. Again, no threats of violence, any of these things. That will take people off the air right away. Differences of opinion is going to happen. So what I say is if you don't like what they're saying, just don't listen to it. It's easy. Don't listen.
All right. Well,
let's take a break.
I mean, I just want to be – here we are in January. We're positive. I'm proud of the fact that, you know, we've helped people, you know, with shows that have the suicide prevention, and they can call in or they can connect in with different things that we've heard through the last 15 years that have really, you know, helped people connect in a way. And I refuse to buy into the negativity. I know people try to stab our bubble all the time, and I try to remain in the bubble as much as I can, because we know, as we've experienced in the last 2 or 3 years or the last 4 years with politics and with people who report non-truths and how we don't need that in our community. We need to kind of raise each other up, even if you can be of a different mindset.
Like Kevin Cry did when the person that protested him being the next Board of Supervisor chairman, he helped her up. He helped her up from her sitting position. There. That's the way to look at it. And we will be right back.
I have no right to choose it. There ain't no KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Soul Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our soul cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Soul Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
Okay, that shows my era. As a kid, I grew up with this Pink album that said Puff the Magic Dragon. And I wish I knew where that was in all my moves. It's gone, but it was just something I loved. It reminds me of my childhood. Now, controversial folk legend who wrote Puff the Magic Dragon, Peter Yarrow, has passed away at 86. And he said to the very end that that was not about smoking pot, but it was more about the loss of innocence and the hardships of growing up, which is what I want to believe, because when you're, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, and I lived in the country, so, you know, all I really had was my parents' music. Yeah. Was music. And yeah. So, you know, you have these, you know, movies that you make in your head in the country when you really... I didn't watch TV. I came home from school. We were kind of latchkey kids because my mom worked, and so my brother and I had, you know, when we get off school 2 to 3 and we lived in the, I would put on my albums. And So anyway, yes, he had a controversial history and things that went on in those days that was, you know, really not so good that, you know, but I don't want the history of him to be in this particular, shot up that I'm saying that they made beautiful music. They're blowing in the wind and, but Papa Magic Dragon was a really notable song for me and he wrote it.
It was a huge song. I remember that song.
Well, we have 10 years between us. So when you think about...
Look,
you know,
I never bring up the fact that you're 10 years older than me.
Yeah, so 10 years. so no, but 10 years is like when you think about that, if I was 8, you were 18. Isn't that weird?
You know what? It sounds weird right now.
It sounds weird right now.
But
so
you're of age.
So if I was 14, you'd be 24.
And if you were 20, I'd be 30.
Yeah.
You want to keep going down the line like this?
No, you know, it's just really weird. You were going off to college when I was 8 years old. So when you think about that as a generation, we are really a generation off when it comes to certain music and certain rituals and thoughts.
Like balancing checkbooks. That was my generation,
yeah,
not yours.
And I learned it. I learned it. I was typing. I took a typing class in school. So, hey, let's go to the
phone. I learned it.
Let's go to the phones.
Dolores,
yeah.
Okay, Dolores, you were right yesterday. Hello, Dolores.
Yes, good morning.
You were right yesterday.
Yes, I told you.
You told me.
Yeah. Is that what you're calling in for? Is the Sam right?
No. No, I just wanted to say something that, you know, there's, like I said before, there's some things that people don't know what goes on in those meetings, you know, because they only show when people go up in a podium who's speaking and things like that, or when the media shows a little bit of what's going on. You know, I think is that, you know, what I want to try to say is that I don't appreciate people who actually try to use and abuse the Constitution to their benefits and think that others don't have the right to do, you know, to attend meetings, that they don't have the right to be there. And the Constitution is for everybody and it should be equal. And when you start mistreating people and putting posters about their ADA and slandering them in the hallway with photos about their ADA, you're discriminating these people.
Yeah.
And that's what the person who just called a couple minutes ago on your radio show. So it's pretty sad. They only say one side of the story. And I got photos, and I filed complaints regarding that because you're not supposed to do that to ADA people and slander them. You're violating their rights to attend meetings. So So I just wanted to say that because it bothers me.
If we're talking about the same people who went up and did a protest and sat down.
No, not her. But
other people.
No, but, you know, I'm not talking about her, but I'm talking about, you know, equal rights here. This is, everybody has equal rights to their opinion and to their
Absolutely.
Freedom of speech.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter how many times they attend the darn meetings. They have an equal right.
Every time. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You just saw a report come out of L.A. They're saying there's no water in hydrants.
Well, that's something that it's reporting here. This is, let's see, updated for simultaneous wildfires. The Pasadena Jewish Temple has burned down, like driving through hell itself. This is at 10:25. Okay, so let's see. These are breaking news.
Okay, while you're figuring that one out, let's talk about Joe Biden for a second. He had an interview with USA Today, and he admits he may not have lasted another term if I'd been reelected. Who the hell knows? That's right, Joe. He says, who knows? I so far so good. Well, that's one opinion. But who knows what it's going to be when I'm 86 years old? Well, that's true. He still thinks he could have beaten Trump, and you know, which is not what most people, including his own party, thought. And he said, I had no intention of running again, running for re-election, but yet he did. And so I did talk about passing the baton, which he didn't do until he was forced out. Okay, Joe. Now, here's a guy who's been in public service, what, close to 50 years? It's got to be 50 years plus. And he's leaving under, you know, under a cloud. Let's just say that. Okay. Hey, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And Jeff Wurst, been doing this for over 30 years. There's nobody that knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. This is a local company, my friends. Everybody talks about supporting local businesses. Why not support a business that provides such great service? From a chip to a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff fixes it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Cars, trucks, SUVs, and RVs. He brings in the vehicles into a climate-controlled atmosphere where he can then perform his magic on the windshields. And like, you know, as you know, he fixed a crack in my windshield, an 8-inch crack in my windshield like 17 years ago, and you still can't see it. That's how the kind of work this man does. So, if you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle down for a free inspection and analysis? And Jeff is a straight shooter. He'll tell you, one, yeah, I can fix that, or no, I think that you need to go get another windshield. So, bring your vehicle in to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back. What is meaning for more and more people just want more and more come and love. What is meaning for free from desire, mind and conscience purified, free from desire.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right, welcome back, 7:50 in the morning. This is our last segment for the 7 o'clock hour. We've got a, you know what it is, you know how the first and all the dates. I mean, everybody experiences, I'm sure, the way that the Christmas fell in the middle of the week and the New Year's fell in the middle of the week. And I know people are saying, and then we had to come back to work on Thursday and Friday, and then Monday is kind of like, what? So, we've got guests coming in, and we're looking forward to our 8 o'clock hour where we've got
I want to talk about something that is near and dear to me.
Okay.
This young lady, 22-year-old Ruth Kibbe, traveling certified nursing assistant, pregnant with baby girl, was killed when a drunk driver came across the road in Vida.
Vida?
Vina.
Vina.
Vina. And here's the thing. The guy that did it was arrested for causing a crash. She's charged with multiple felonies, including two felony counts of gross vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated. He stands to get a maximum of 12 years in state prison if convicted. 12 years. Now, I have a friend who was driving down the road.
Yes.
Car came across, smashed into his new, get this, new truck, destroyed his truck, broke his sternum, put him in a hospital 3 days. Well, they arrested her, DUI, driving under a suspended sentence. And this was here locally.
Yes.
This was in Shasta County here. And then he sent me a snapshot of this person's record. Twice in October, and this happened in November, she was arrested for DUI by the same highway patrol officer. And she's got a list of DUIs that go back years. Why is this person on the road? Is it going to take killing somebody before they take her off the road?
Because this person that you're talking about, who's in our circle, or circles that touch circles, will never quite physically be the same.
Well, I don't know. But the thing is, when you snap your sternum in half, and then you have to go through this whole thing of insurance and all these things.
Like I said.
Somehow this woman still had some insurance, so that helps. But he's having, that's on the side. The side is this woman had been arrested numerous times for DUI. Why was she still walking around and not in jail? Will it take killing a 22-year-old pregnant mother who's a nurse on her way to work? Is that what it takes to put somebody, to get them off the road? How do you handle DUIs in this county? I mean, when you've got that many, we've only got so much room in the jail. Maybe, but why can't you do something like, fine, bring them in, put a breathalyzer on their cars, put a ankle bracelet around her so you know where she's at, and she's, you know, put her on house arrest. This really infuriates me, where you see somebody you know that gets into this, and we've all known some people that have gotten into, somebody has hit them that's been under the influence of either drugs or alcohol, and yet they walk away from it. And then they're out there driving again. Arrested twice in October for this. And still, and in November, end of November, crashes in to JC. This, there's something wrong with this. And I've got an email out to the district attorney's office. Say, who handles your DUIs? Explain to me how this works. I mean, and they could tell you, oh, well, we have 50 DUIs a month. And if we put them all in jail, we just don't have room for them. But there's got to be another way. There's got to be. It's one thing for somebody to get popped for DUI once. But when you start getting multiple DUIs, you're putting person back on the road that's going to kill somebody. And you know it's going to happen because they keep getting arrested for it. It's like, here, take this gun, let me load it for you, and walk down the street and shoot somebody. It's just a matter, you know, it's just a matter of time. Except, and there's this big thing right now. Where the Governor Newsom is going to pardon this guy who's been in jail for several years because he drove down the road erratically, drinking and all this, and killed this 18-year-old college student. Well, he went to jail for second degree murder for what he did instead of vehicle manslaughter, which puts you in there for 10 to 12 years, a maximum of 12 years. And they're talking about getting this guy pardoned. Well, the family says, he never even apologized.
Mm.
Anyway, so yes, this one really, when I saw this morning, my heart goes out to that family because she didn't have to be dead.
Ugh.
She didn't have to be dead. She didn't have to be killed by this guy. And it would be interesting to see the background on Andre Tucker.
Mm.
To see, gee, does he have other DUIs? Anyway. Something can be done. Something can be. I know the police are out there doing the DUI. It's not that they're not catching them. It's that what happens after that. Okay.
Man.
What do we have here? What else? Besides, there was no water in the fire hydrants. In L.A. when they were fighting
that
the fires?
That was in a headline, and I went in to look further into it and couldn't get into. You know, I've got a Mac, and there was an update. And so I'm going to be doing that today with all of my beautiful electronic updating of,
everything.
You know, everything. My phone has been doing something as well, and I don't know what it is. Like 2025 hits, and it's like, boom. Okay, get your stuff upgraded. Okay.
Okay. Lots of things happening this week. When we come back from our break for the news, we are having RPD, and one of the newest promoted captains is joining us for her first appearance on Free Fire Radio.
Very excited about that. I hope she doesn't feel like we're raining on her after we just talked about the you know, it's not her personally. It's
no, it's not that they're not arresting them. They are. It's what happens to them afterwards, which is the big question, is what is the procedures for something like this? When somebody has been arrested multiple times, how do you keep them from driving again? It's like you're rolling the dice when you're driving down the road here. Is that the only time I felt uncomfortable when I drive is if I'm driving along a road and we got cars coming toward us at 75 miles an hour and there's just nowhere to go if they come across the lane. And then, you know, and you read about people, you know, here in Shasta County, you know, they're driving down the road, somebody comes across the road and smacks into them. And there's drugs involved or alcohol involved. There's no place to go to. I mean, it's not like you can go down a ditch and take your chances that way. No, it's going to be on the road there. There's either a road guard along the side rails along the side, you're on a bridge or something like that. I mean, it's not something, I worry about, but when it's something you can't help but think about.
Well, you know, when we were just going to say this really fast, quickly, is that you need to always think about driving. This has nothing to do with, this is just in addition to, drive defensively, like always be looking around and on guard. Now, I know that when I was driving on 50 coming back from my parents' house, there was a guy in the fast lane on his cell phone the whole time he was texting, and I thought, oh, my God. I mean, it does happen. Just texting while driving.
Well, that's another thing. I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about. Anyway, we have to take a break from the news, and we'll be right back after the news with the Reading Police Department.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israeli defense minister says the military has recovered the bodies of two more hostages who had been held by Hamas in Gaza. Both males and men were taken captive during the Hamas attack on Israel in October 2023. Several big wildfires continue raging in the Los Angeles area, burning thousands of acres, chasing thousands of people from their homes, leaving many houses and other buildings in ruins.
One fire swiftly consumed a large part of the Pacific Palisades neighborhood, sending residents fleeing down the clogged Pacific Coast Highway. Resident Actor C. Gutenberg was urging people who abandoned their cars to leave their keys behind so that they could be moved. And President Biden had to cancel a planned event in Riverside County due to the wildfire threat.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer says a huge fire also burns in the Altadena-Pasadena area. Meanwhile, in parts of the Deep South, extreme cold has been the issue today. Donald Trump's lawyers want the Supreme Court to put a stop to the sentencing in his New York criminal case.
Sentencing is scheduled for Friday in New York for Trump's conviction last May on 34 felony counts in the Stormy Daniels case. The president-elect's lawyers are asking the Supreme Court for an immediate stay, while a Trump spokesman called for the case to be dismissed. The High Court wants a response from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office by Thursday morning.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. President-elect Trump is once again stressing the importance of Greenland and the Panama Canal to U.S. economic and national security. Meanwhile, the Danish Prime Minister insisting that Greenland is not for sale. Mr. Trump suggests renaming the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America, exclaiming, what a beautiful name. On Wall Street, the Dow down 27 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Making America Great Again starts with making America healthy again. I lost 40 pounds with the PHG Weight Loss and Nutrition Program, and 2 years later, I haven't gained a pound back. I started the PHG Weight Loss and Nutrition Program because I needed to be healthy to keep up with my crazy schedule. Most people start a weight loss program to get healthier, so why is Big Pharma spending millions to convince you to use their weight loss injections that do just the opposite? Do your homework. Weight loss injections have harmful side effects and lifelong dependency. Take a natural approach that isn't connected to Big Pharma's bottom line. PHG changes the way you think about food. You'll learn to quiet cravings and finally release the unhealthy belly fat. PHG Weight Loss is leading the charge to make America healthy again. Text the word healthy to 717767 or visit myphgweightloss.com. That's the word healthy to 717767. It's worked for me. It'll work for you. 717767. Text the word healthy.
Rescue efforts are ongoing following a powerful earthquake that rocked Tibet.
Rescue workers in the freezing high-altitude Tibet region are searching for more survivors and victims one day after a strong earthquake leveled thousands of houses and killed at least 126 people. Tents, quilts and other relief items were being delivered to people whose homes are uninhabitable or unsafe. Temperatures fell well below freezing overnight in the western China region. The earthquake struck a city which is about 50 miles from Mount Everest and the border with Nepal. I'm Karen Chanas.
The Ukrainian military says it struck a fuel storage depot deep inside Russia. The strike caused a huge blaze at the facility that supplies an important Russian air base. Russian officials acknowledge a major drone attack in the area, and they say authorities set up an emergency command center to fight the fire. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Some leading Democrats enter the new Congress under scrutiny for what many see as their deception about President Biden's mental fitness.
over the past 2 years.
Democrats and members of the mainstream media may be among the most suspicious of Democrat leaders, like Charles Schumer, after feeling they were duped by claims Biden was mentally fit to start another four-year term at age 82. It was Schumer who, in February of last year, chalked up concerns about Biden's mental capacity to what he called right-wing propaganda. One anonymous Democrat senator told The Hill the apparent cover-up gave Democrat opponents an opening to tag the entire party as corrupt. Bob Agner reporting.
Former President Carter's body lies in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda ahead of tomorrow's state funeral at Washington National Cathedral. President-elect Trump says he plans to attend the funeral. Quoting Mr. Trump, the challenges Jimmy faced as president came at a pivotal time for our country. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios right down here in our regular spot on Market Street. Today, the 8th of January, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm, and it's National Bubble Bath Day. And, yeah.
And cool. Career. Counselor Career Day.
Yep. And Randy, the hot dog guy, who is out in front of the post office on Yuba Street, is back.
Oh, I thought you said he sold his business.
Well, he was. I don't know if he's not. He hasn't sold it yet, but it's good weather. He's back on the street.
Okay.
He's there, and he's invited me down for lunch today.
Oh, so one of your favorite stops.
I may just have to go down there and have a hot dog with
Randy. All right, and it's currently 53 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day for that very reason, to be out and about and taking a walk and enjoying our beautiful downtown area. Our temperatures are going to be around 67 today will be our highs, with our overnight lows of around 50, with our beautiful clear skies here in the North State. Throughout the week, Thursday will be our warmest day at 69. And then on Friday, we drop about 10 degrees down with a high of about 59. And Saturday as well. Great time to be out riding your bikes, taking a walk, hiking, and enjoying the North State in this beautiful year of 2025. All right. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated for generations there with the Kinney family. Give them a call at 365-3793. Also with that 530 in front, you know you have to do that these days. Senior and veteran discounts, always, always doing what they can do to help a local citizen.
Okay. We're here with Reagan Police Department and Captain Reagan Ortega. Good morning, Reagan.
Good morning.
Oh, need to turn her up some.
All right, we gotcha. Good morning.
Try again.
Good morning.
There we go.
All right, and turn you up.
This is the first time you've been on our show.
It is.
Okay, and you are one of the newest promoted captains, is that right?
Yes, I was promoted at the end of November, replacing Captain Ron Isley from his retirement.
Man.
Yeah.
Big shoes, but I think you can do it.
Thank
administration.
You.
So tell us a little bit about, like, there's three
before you came on.
Yeah,
let's ask who Reagan is.
Right,
first.
Let's go with you first. But I do want to segue into, like, you were talking about the departments and what you're specifically in charge of. But let's find out about who Reagan is.
I was raised here in Reading. I attended Central Valley High School. And, excuse me, after high school, I left the area, went down to Long Beach to attend college, and then came back in 2005 and went to the Butte College Police Academy. And out of the academy, I worked for the Red Bluff Police Department for 3 years and then the Chico Police Department for 6 years. And then in 2014, I was fortunate enough to come back here and work for my hometown of Reading. And I've been here for almost 11 years now.
What got you into police work?
So, little history on me is I originally wanted to be a nurse, and when I got down to college, I realized I wasn't that great at math and science, and so I started taking criminal justice classes, and I just fell in love
Wow.
with the profession, and here I am today.
Wow. Okay. So it wasn't like you had, have you had family? That
I have. So my sister was a police officer for several years. And so, and she was married to a Reading police officer. And that opened my eyes to police work as well. And so.
Wow. Is it your sister older, younger?
Older.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have a lot of, can we ask about your family?
Absolutely. So I have, I'm married. My husband works for the Red Bluff Police Department.
Okay.
And we have five children together. And our four sons are all in service. So I have.
Oh, my gosh.
In the service?
Well.
In service.
In service. So we have two that are police officers. One works here for the Shasta County Sheriff's Department as a deputy. And one works for the Red Bluff Police Department. And then our twin sons are in the Air Force. And then our daughter's still in middle school.
Wow, congratulations and thank you. I mean, that's so
wonderful.
So uniforms are no stranger in any form to your family.
Absolutely not. It is the regular.
So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because we just, our first responders, what could we do without you guys? Yeah.
The, so you, I mean, you kind of paid your dues in, Chico and, Red Bluff.
Yeah.
What are some of the big differences between Chico and Redding?
There's quite a few. So if you just want to look at geographically, the city of Chico is about a third the size of Redding in square mileage. So Redding, we are covering a lot more territory. And when I came to Redding, we had about the same number of officers at each department, but Redding officers were covering a lot more ground.
Wow.
As far as calls for service, they are about comparable. However, the city of Chico, unfortunately, experiences a lot more violent crime, gang crime, and things of that nature. In Redding, we have a lot more property crime that we are dealing with day to day. And I feel that we are a very proactive agency here in Redding, and we are able to diminish, obviously not all, but a lot of our violent crime, and also get a handle on the property crime that we have here.
The you also have a university there.
Yes.
Is, I mean, that throws a whole new it's, you know, a whole new look at policing too when you've got all these college students there.
Yes.
So was there problems on that side, or?
There was. There was specialty teams that were dedicated just to the downtown area for the different influences and crimes that the college students brought into that area. And so we were able to divide up how we deployed the resources to be able to address that.
Okay, because anytime you have a university town, you got a bunch of young people in there and who are away from home, many of them for the first time.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a great formula to get in trouble or to make unwise decisions, you might say.
It definitely can be.
Okay. All right.
Well, when we come back from our break, I would like to hear, or our listeners would love to hear about, you were talking about you have three departments, and your administration, and what are the other two?
We have the administration division, the detective division, and our patrol operations.
Okay. And so with you are captain of, and your assignment is administration.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about under the administration, what that entails.
Okay.
And this is also something you all trade out, or I should say not trade out, but do you all go from division to division?
We do. We rotate every, it's not on the dot, but about every 2 years or so that we can develop everyone within the department and get experience in all the different divisions.
All right. We're here with Captain Reagan Ortega from Redding Police Department, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. It is a local bank. Local board of directors, you know, Matt Mosley is running it. It's been around here with around Redding forever. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one on California Street, and one on Hartnell, and then the newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura. They have won awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation, and they do a great job. We do business with Cornerstone. We're real happy there. For more information, just stop by one of the branches or take a look at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, it's hump day, and the...
And we've been doing that for, what, 9 years, but we're going to continue.
At least that. And we'll continue for another 9 years. Welcome back to the show here at Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Two separate divisions that Judy has formed, and she's been doing this since 1993, helping our community and the surrounding communities with all of their insurance and financial management needs. If you're looking for second opinions on your insurance or you have questions about insurance, whether it's your homeowners, if it's your health insurance, get a hold of Judy Maxwell's office at 530-221-0441. Free reviews, free evaluations of what you have, the programs you have, just to make sure that, one, it's working for you, and two, is there better ideas? That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And we're here with the Reading Police Department, Captain Reagan Ortega, who heads up the Admin Administration Division, which is one of the three divisions, Patrol, and detectives and administration. The thing about the administration office, where her office is, it's right next to the police chief's office, which means that when he puts his head up and he looks around, who does he see first?
That would be me.
Yeah, that's what Ron used to say. So, Ron Isley, who you took his place when he retired, our newest promoted captain in the Reading Police Department. Gosh, you've got 20 years in. And started at Red Bluff, went to Chico for several years, and then came over here to Reading. You've been here for 14 years.
Coming up on 11.
I'm sorry, 11. You said 10 years. That's right. Okay.
Well, glad to have you on the air this morning. And so before we took a break, we talked about that being in charge and captain and in charge of the administration. Underneath that category, what does that entail for you?
Okay. So in our division, we're comprised of four sworn staff, which is two lieutenants, two sergeants, and five civilian staff, which is two community service officers who work in our body-worn camera unit, as well as an administrative analyst, a management analyst who does a lot of the budgeting, and then our training coordinator and an executive assistant. So administration is comprised of the body-worn camera division, as well as our professional standards unit, which does policies and procedures, as well as complaints and concerns from the community. And I also oversee the lieutenant, who's the director of ShASCOM, because the Reading Police Department has a lieutenant assigned to ShASCOM that is the director. And our training unit, which is the sergeant who oversees all of the training that our officers have to go through, such as our perishable skills, which the state mandates that we train X amount of hours every year, and then every 2 years to make sure that we're in compliance.
What are perishable skills?
Yeah. So that would be like emergency driving, firearms, defensive tactics, communications, all of the day-to-day skills that we need to.
Do you have to update? I mean, the state of California, bless their hearts, continually puts new things.
Yeah. Rules, out. Regulations.
Rules and regulations.
Yeah. Stipulations, et cetera.
And it probably comes to your office. And then you have to get.
Yes.
Do that.
They're always updating and refining different standards that we have to comply with. And so our professional standards works on the policies and the different laws on the way that we do procedures in the field. And then our training unit works on the different mandates that we have to comply with to ensure that our officers and staff are within compliance.
The amount of regulations that come down.
Paperwork.
I remember years ago they started with this, and I'm trying to remember the name of it, R something, where each officer had to, after they pull somebody over, has to write a tremendous amount of information about anybody they pull over, no matter what it was for, including a written essay in there, and having to put down, without asking them, sex or gender or age or ethnic group, without asking.
Yes.
And one of the things that was said is this is going to take us the equivalent of two men, or like the equivalent of hours is like two patrolmen for a year to do this. Has that gotten any easier?
It has not gotten any easier. They have actually added a little bit more to that form. And so our officers, like with anything, when it's implemented, there's a learning curve. It takes a little bit more time, but you become efficient in it eventually after getting used to it and doing it day in and day out. So our officers have to, anytime they contact somebody, they have to complete, it's called a RIPA.
And that's what it was. I knew it was something like that.
Yes. They are inputting data, and then that gets sent over to our records division, who is ensuring that all the correct data is in there. So it's not just our officers that's taking the time. It's also in our records division. They're having to go through it as well. And it's information that's being forwarded on to the state, and it has to do with bias policing and racial profiling. They're trying to collect data to see how the law enforcement within the state are doing in that realm.
Well, here in Reading, I mean, the racial profiling here, it must be a lot of white people. Did they ever say anything?
They don't, not that I'm aware of, and it's just indicative of our demographic.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I could say you pulled me over because I'm a white woman and I'm a senior. So I'm being profiled.
Well, or it could be that you rolled through another.
Of course.
Could be you rolled through
I'm
another stoplight.
Yes.
Anyway, yes, we could talk about the cameras, but that's not in your purview. Now, the body cameras.
Yes.
We've just instituted that in the last what?
Do you think that's a good thing?
Absolutely.
I think it's a good thing.
It protects the officers.
It absolutely does.
Yeah. I mean, because you're going to look at something. So let's say the person that's in violation. They could say, oh, you said this and you did that. And now you can look back and say, that's not true.
Correct.
So that makes it's advantageous, I would think, to the officer.
It absolutely is. And like I mentioned with anything new, it takes a little while to get used to. And our staff has really come to like the body-worn cameras. As an agency, it has reduced the number of formal complaints we've gotten because we're able to vet those complaints and show that our officers are continually doing the right thing. And then in the off chance that we need to address something, it gives us the tools to be able to provide the training, the counseling that we need to address the specific issue at hand.
You know, going back to the RIPA, when that's any time an officer interacts with somebody, like if he pulls me over, I'm on my phone, and he writes me a ticket, he has to write a RIPA then.
Yes.
So can I argue that? Hey, I want to save you a lot of paperwork. If you just kind of give me a stern warning and tell me not to, I mean, I'll put my head down and I'll go, I'm sorry.
So
no.
The officer is going to have to write the RIPA regardless if it's a warning or a citation that's issued.
Really? Yes. What if there's somebody in the back seat that starts running their mouth and he starts talking to, so he has to address him or her?
Mm-hmm.
RIPA?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Yes.
I mean, this is because we talked about this when this thing first came over and how onerous this could be. Okay, but it's good to hear that the body cameras have been a success. Where do you store all of this, and how long do you have to store the video?
So the system is cloud-based. We partner with a company who does a lot of the body-worn camera storage throughout the country, and it's a company called Axon.
How do you spell that?
A-X-O-N.
Okay.
And they hold all of our digital evidence.
Okay.
And so we're able to upload the body-worn camera to that system. It stores it for the amount of time per the law that we have to hold on to it. And there's different timelines depending on
the case. Yeah.
And so it depends on if it is just a consensual contact that's made. And there's no report, there's no crime, then it's only going to be retained for a shorter period of time versus, let's say it was a homicide investigation, we're holding on that indefinitely.
Redacting.
Yes.
You have to redact also.
Yes.
Now, who does that?
Our body-worn camera unit, which is comprised of two community service officers, and it's overseen by the administrative lieutenant. They are the two that go and do all the redaction of the body-worn camera.
And when we talk about redaction, no, it's not covering up. It's like people's faces. They have nothing to do with it, or and you go inside a house, and there could be kids in there.
Correct. And then there's certain privileged information that sometimes license plates, or if we make contact with a citizen and we're holding their driver's license in our hand and that's captured on the video, it will redact that driver's license. So sensitive information that the public doesn't have a right to see someone's personal information.
Okay. And does the system itself do that, or does your two people here doing that, do they have to do each one, or does the system pick out certain things and you just have to, like, push the button?
It's a little bit of a hybrid.
Okay.
So it takes the human eye to double check, and also depending on the case or where that video is going. If it's going to the district attorney's office for prosecution, it's not going to be redacted. If it's going through a Public Records Request Act, it depends on if there's juveniles and if there is just like our computer systems in the car, because that has sensitive information on it, it will automatically pick up those computers and blur those out. But if we want specific people, then they have to go in and manually instruct the system to do that.
I've always wondered about how it was if somebody had to go in there and blur the faces, or if we're using AI of some kind to do it. Okay. Hey, we're here with Captain Reagan Ortega, who's explaining the whole process here of things that interest me. The body cameras is the big thing, but also interacting with the public, but also all of these changes on how you police people, which comes down constantly. Her division is the one that has to train our officers to, so hey, this is the latest and greatest, and have to listen to all the complaints from the officers about, are you kidding me? Those kind of things, right? Okay. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my place. Tim was on yesterday, and we talked about barbering. And you know what? It's fascinating when you think about 1,500 hours of training. It used to be. Now it's down to 1,000, and all of these things they're talking about. But Cypress Square Barbershop.
It's a real art form.
It was founded in 1960, yeah. Been in the same spot since 1967 at the Cypress Square Shopping Center, right off of Athens, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller.
And how many generations that seen. It was a great interview, Carl.
He is doing the grandchildren. He's been doing this for over 30 years.
Yeah, it's a passionate job, I'm sure.
It is. And
I mean, you must love what you do.
And it's a great place to get a haircut. I've never had a bad haircut. I work on appointments. I give them a call at 530-244-9478. Like I said, I've never had a bad haircut there in 17 years, and it's man's last stronghold. What else can I say? It's a barbershop, not a hair salon. We'll be right back.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were...
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965. What is love?
Wait a minute, this song.
Baby, don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me. Look at Christine. Okay.
Wish the dog, even if we could do a TikTok of the dog. I don't know if you're TikTok or whatever, like the Instagram, however you want to do so, the dog going,
Making the same thing.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
All right, Four Winds Jewelry was in there, let's see. I walked in yesterday, actually. And, because, one of my favorite gold chains, the little, hook broke off. And of course, I like them to weld things. But while I was in there, I left in my, wedding ring and my diamond hoops, which are all bent out of shape. And I don't know why, because I'm not really good with packing my jewelry, and probably they were in a purse somewhere and kind of whatever. So they do that kind of thing where they can, fix your jewelry, they can flash your jewelry, like if you need to have your rings flashed and tightened and cleaned. And what I'm really proud of is that the new owners, that actually not new owners, they took it over from Leonard 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Yeah, is that they have become best of the North State, and now 3 years in a row. And I'm so proud of them, because that's an accomplishment. I mean, we've got some great jewelry stores in Reading, and that they service all of the other jewelry stores. So they are a full service jeweler. Watch repair guy that's been there for years.
Stone cutters.
Just everything. They do the whole thing. So Four Winds Jewelry, going strong on Hilltop Drive, 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they just have been with us since the beginning. So that was really just made my heart feel good.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're here with Reading Police Department and Captain Reagan Ortega, who heads up the administrative division. We found out her whole family is in service, either police or in the military, and she's been here at Reading Police for 10 years, but she's got 14 years in Chico and Red Bluff, and she heads up the administrative division. We've talked about the RIPA reports, which when I heard about that, I was sitting on the California Highway Patrol Advisory, Citizens Advisory Board, and this thing first came out, and they were talking about it. Because everything starts with the Highway Patrol, and then it works its way down. And they're just listening to them at that level. It was interesting. But body cams and all of these. Now, there are not a lot of women. I mean, if you look at numbers in police forces, or am I wrong? Is that changed dramatically? Or
it is changing. We are still a small minority of most agencies. Yes.
Uh-huh. And why do you think that is? I mean, because asking somebody that's been in there, you go, well, I don't know, I've wanted to be a police officer. Is it a unknown factor or something like that?
I don't know the reason why it is a minority. The only thing that comes to the top of my mind is historically there wasn't a big push for females to get in law enforcement. If you look, I kind of compare it to education. When you look at teachers, it's predominantly female-driven, and when you look at law enforcement, it's predominantly male. However, I believe as society has evolved that we are starting to see both genders in both of those professions, as well as an increase of females in the military.
Well, absolutely. And people ask me about that. I just remember on a run we made, I had a woman, well, she was a teenager, as a machine gunner up at the turret. And so when people talked to me about it, I said, she was pretty damn good. That will expand out. And especially as you have more women in the military, as they get out, maybe, you know, I think law enforcement, it would appeal to a lot of the military veterans, male and female.
Yes.
As it appears. Okay. So the work that you do in keeping everybody straight, making sure they know all what the new laws, new techniques, new procedures, is there something coming down the pike that you're hearing that it's maybe a major change, or it's going to be something that it's going to make things a little bit harder, or is it just a kind of a constant raindrops on your forehead?
I think it's more the constant raindrops on the forehead. Mm. Sometimes it's sprinkling and sometimes it's pouring. And over the last couple of years, probably I'd say 4 to 5 years ago, it felt like it was pouring, and it slowly has lightened up a little bit. I don't know of any pressing matters that are coming through the legislation that's going to have a huge impact on us that I can think of. I'm sure there's always things in the works.
Oh, no. No. It's like when they wanted to do away with police dogs.
Right.
I mean, you never saw so many diverse groups pulled together to say that was a bad idea.
Right.
To do away with a canine. Would you say that the ambiance of the Reading Police Department, because you've been in other police departments, the overall morale and the way that people are different?
The big difference about Reading that I enjoy, and I think a lot of our staff enjoys, is when you look at agencies our size across the state, a lot of officers are not working in the communities that they're living in. And here in Reading, we have that unique opportunity. And so our officers take pride in the work they do here because they're not just working for the agency and for the city, but they're raising their families here. And they're out in the community enjoying themselves when they're not working. And so I think that brings a different level of commitment. And overall, I think our morale is doing very well. With Chief Barner taking over a year ago, we have definitely been on a forward path of proactivity, and we're all committed to cleaning up our town. And for me, who was raised here, getting back to the community that we are prideful of, and that we want it to be safe and clean and everyone to be able to enjoy the space that we have here in our community.
The lack of room at our jail hotel.
Yes.
Big impact?
Definitely has an impact, yes. However, the message that we continually provide to our staff is, just because there may not be jail bed space to hold these offenders that unfortunately some were arresting over and over again, we're not going to let our foot off the gas. Because even if they can't be held, they might at some point be like, Reading's not the place for me to continue to commit crimes. Reading's not the place for me to continue to not take the available resources and live on the streets, because the local law enforcement is relentless. And I may not stay in custody, but they're going to make my life not very easy to commit crimes and to
live. We'll keep
on the
whacking
streets.
That mole, yes. Until the mole leaves.
Yes.
Well, and it's the only thing we can. Well, no, I mean, Linda looked at me like, oh. No, I mean, it's.
No, I didn't. I was
crime,
thinking about the terminology, like, okay, you know, me, I'm a
visual
person.
You'll whack a mole, you know, you just keep it going,
yes,
and eventually
yes.
That they leave. Well, we've heard for years now, we're going to get that new jail. Well, we'll see. If I win the big lotto, I mean, I'm talking about the big
lotto. I know, we talk about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm putting $100 million just writing a check to Shasta County. As soon as you show me the plans and where it's going to be, I'll write a check for $100 million.
Maybe we could find the person who won the lotto in Cottonwood, and they could donate to a new jail.
Cool? Yeah. Oh, all right. I like that. Okay, we're here with Captain Reagan Ortega, who, newly promoted captain in the administrative division, has taken that over from Captain Ron Isley, who just retired and is, you know, probably getting slovenly as we talk right now, probably growing his hair, you know, working in the shop. I'll see him here next week or two. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Here comes Sam, put your name at the top of his list.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Wednesday.
Your radio.
Yeah.
Wednesday the 8th. Tomorrow, Simpson University and Wind River's going to come in and join us. They've got a bunch of events happening.
On Thursday?
Yeah, well, no, it's Brandy, the event manager's
cool,
coming
yeah.
in.
I know some friends of mine wanted to go see Wayne Newton, and I think they're waiting from Wayne Newton, who's going to be there on the 14th of February, to see if they can open up tickets on the side because he's sold so well. They've got all the floor sold. So, that was the last that we talked with, you know, the department there. So Brandy, I want to come on. So I'm going to be here tomorrow.
Well, you're going to be here all week long.
Yeah. And then tomorrow we're going to be, Chicks and Chaps is going to be delivering a check to, Mercy Foundation, for $15,000, and I was talking to Captain Ortega about Chicks and Chaps on the Friday of rodeo. And before we know it, we close our eyes, we just can't even believe the crab feed's here, and boom, March, April, May. So we had meetings about, you know, Chicks and Chaps and what's going on there, and I would love to see the Captain Ortega and the police have a presence this year.
I think
Chicks
that's a
Chaps.
Great idea. And speaking of Captain Reagan Ortega, newest promoted captain in RPD.
And congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank but, you. I mean, she's worked her way up through the ranks, let me tell you. Heads up the administrative division that Captain Ron Isley had before he retired. And we've been talking about, oh, gosh, a variety of things today that I had questions about. And I'm sure all of us had questions on how it works and all this, anything from body cameras to new rules to, okay. So in our last segment here, the CERT team, I know you, do you have any, is CERT come under you? It doesn't come under you. It comes under what?
It's under our field operations division.
Field operations division. Okay. They're looking at, we may lose a CERT team because of funding.
We did, yes.
Okay. What kind of impact can you say? And this is Captain Ortega's, you know, thoughts on it.
The CERT team has been extremely effective since its implementation. And I hate to see that we are losing two of our officers back to patrol due to staffing. However, we're still fortunate to have our one unit, which is comprised of two officers and a clinician from the county, and they're still able to be effective. Now, the positive way to look at the two officers who are going back to patrol is they're able to take their experience, their connections that they made while they are on the CERT team, and be able to use those resources while they're on patrol and also help develop the other officers that they're working with and show them the different techniques they learned, the different resources they're able to rely on to continue to provide those services to those that they're encountering who are in crisis.
Well, you know, the thing is that the CERT team, which to me was such a success, is were the officers in plain clothes?
They are. They're in plain clothes.
Okay, they're in plain clothes. So it really diffuses a situation where you've got somebody that's having a real mental problem, either through drugs or they're crazy. I'm sorry. They've got mental problems. It kind of diffuses it right away.
It definitely does.
And you all have empirical evidence of this, too.
We do. And we didn't invent the wheel when it came to a CERT team. We took a model from another area, and it was very effective. And we've seen great success. Our CERT team has been able to house numerous people who had been living on the street. And one of the biggest aspects that our CERT team has focused on and been successful with is the connection to ongoing care. And so it's not just that initial interaction on the street. It's following up with these individuals to make sure that they don't slip through the cracks and that they're connected with the resources they need to be successful.
The changing subject a little bit here, Prop 36.
Yes.
Changed.
It did.
Our world.
Yes.
Good, bad, harder, easier?
So Prop 36 is great for law enforcement. It now turns theft back into a felony when it had been reduced to a misdemeanor. And so we have a little bit more teeth again, and we're able to go after the prolific thieves, the ones who are doing retail theft time and time again. They know the system. They were working the system.
Oh, my gosh. Walmart. How many times have we heard from...
How many millions of dollars has our local Walmart lost?
A month.
Too much.
It's amazing how much money they lose. And then you go to Target and Lowe's and Home Depot. And going into the mom-and-pop stores, which is even worse because they don't have the deep pockets.
Right. So we've been able to do some retail theft enforcement, and after Prop 36 passed, we were out there actively in the community.
I saw that right after it was over. You got like
a lot
20,
of TJ Maxx.
You got like 21 people. Oh, yeah.
It's like a whole bunch on TJ Maxx.
I was just
loading like
$1,000 worth of stuff in there. I mean, when it gets to the point where thieves, robbers, and all this have no fear because they know nothing's going to happen. Oh, I'm going to get a citation.
Yes.
Okay. And then they don't show up anyway. So, okay, Captain Reagan Ortega, we got like about 3 minutes left.
Closing thoughts.
Yeah.
Would you wrap it up?
Would you tell young women to take a real good look at law enforcement?
Absolutely. It's a very honorable career. It's a career that you can, the sky's the limit. You can do all the different things that you want to do as long as you're working hard, you're dedicated, and committed to the profession and bettering yourself and partnering with the community to be able to provide a service that you would want that same service for your parents or grandparents to have if they ever had to call the police. And I have a 13-year-old daughter, and my goal is always to work hard and show her that as long as she puts in that work, she can achieve her dreams and goals as well. And I'm honored to be a new captain, and I take it as a great responsibility to be able to prove that capability isn't dependent upon gender. It's dependent upon the hard work that you put in to be successful and leading by example. And my goal is to develop future leaders in our department, develop future leaders in our community so that we can all live the best life that we can here in the city of Reading.
Well, one of the things you said is...
You're the police dad.
It was. That was great. They ought to put you right there. And
lead by example.
The leading by example is the best thing. Mm-hmm. You're not afraid to take the dirty job.
Absolutely.
You got
not.
To. You're going to be a leader. But living in the community... It's so important that our officers do, because you're right. I know that highway patrol officers could live 200 miles away, and then they drive in for their shift. And other police departments, they can't afford to live in the area, so they're living 60 miles away in another place. But here, you know the city. You know the streets. And you know the bad guys.
Yes. It's very advantageous to be able to live in the community that you work in.
Okay, and has your daughter kind of started kind of looking around thinking, oh, you know, dad, mom, you know, my brothers, is she kind of like looking at it or?
We told her she can do anything she wants to do after she goes to the military.
Whoa. Okay.
She says she's not too sure about that, but we'll see.
Well, we lost one of our producers to the military, but he's just trying to make a decision of which is the best one because
well,
he scored high
him.
Enough on the ASVAB.
We gained him to the military. Let's just say that. We gained him to the military.
Yeah, we gained him.
We're so proud of the fact that he joined us when he was 17. He couldn't even drive coming to work. Remember, he used to scooter?
Yeah.
Scooter to work. He loved the family. He loved having the rules, and he had to be here at a certain time. And you know how he's 17. He's shaping, informing, and growing. And
parents did a good job.
And his parents did a really good job, but they were tough with him. You're not going to lay around.
Right.
You're going to get out there and do something. And so they held him accountable. And he's smart. And so he tested himself and saw that he could got a really high score. He could do anything. And so
any job in the military,
yes.
You know, besides, you know, flying planes. And even now he's applying for the warrant officer program to fly helicopters for
That's
the
impressive.
Army. Yeah. So, you know what? I agree with you that it's if you want to put in the work, you're going to be good at no matter what you do.
Absolutely.
So, well, thank you, Captain Reagan Ortega. Thanks. And it's your first time on and it wasn't too bad.
Thank you.
Yeah, we didn't have any, body camera footage or anything that was, questionable or Thank you very much, and thank you so much for what you do for our community and for what all of our law enforcement does for our community.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there, and God bless America.
Thank you.
Back down, gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.